Shalom, I'm Rab Yoni, and this is the Shar HaPares podcast. Let's dive in through the gate of the orchard. All right, we're taking a small detour in our normal discussion on Bilvavi. We reached a good pausing point where we've finished up a section on Simple Muna, and we're diving into the concept of anger. However, our pause is because we've reached this point where I really want to discuss the Sefiras and Sefiras HaOmer. We've done this a few times. I've run this podcast for several years now, and every year I go over the Sefiras at some point and in some way. I've done it in different ways each time. And this way I'm choosing a different way. Every time I try to do it a little different, right? So this one is through the spiral book, The Spiritual Guide to Counting the Omer, 49 Days of Sefira, by Rabbi Shimon Jacobson. And I'm not taking everything word for word, but this is going to be one of the primary sources I'm using to go over some materials and try to give you sparks of inspiration as we work through the Sefiras HaOmer. You're counting the Omer, but there's a spiritual implication to every component of it. And I want you to get the most from it. I want you to get the most benefit from counting the Omer, to have that spiritual rectification, not just the physical counting of the Omer. Yeah, you can do the baseline halakha. You can, no question about it. You can do the letter of the law, count the Omer and be done. But that's not what we're here for. We're here not just for the letter law, but also the intent of the law. We're here to grow closer to Hashem, that Devekus. In order to do so, we need to make some spiritual rectifications. Now there's 49 levels that we need to ascend. 49 steps we need to do before we're ready for Har Sinai. And you should have already started the counting of the Omer. So let's take a look here. And we're going to take a look at this intro, and then I'm going to dive into what this first week is, so that way we can be ready to go. And then you'll be catching, actually, each of my episodes after you've already started your counting, which is okay. It is what it is. But it's to give you, a midweek refresher, so to say. So the Sefiras that we're going to be diving into, right? Each week has its own Sefira, and then each day of that week has an integration of one of those Sefiras with another one. We have Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. What are they? Okay, this week we're diving into Chesed. Chesed is loving kindness and benevolence. Okay? Love. What is it? What is it, right? It's a concept that it's a very lofty concept that a lot of people have in different traditions and customs and religions that get wrong. It's not tied to anything other than Hashem. It's not tied to any idols. It's not tied to pure, just simple physical relationships. It's the essence of Hashem, right? And we have to connect with that. The fact is, love is considered one of the single most powerful and necessary components in life. Love is the origin and foundation of most human interactions. Love both gives and receives and allows us to reach above and beyond ourselves, to experience another person, allow that person to experience us. And it is the tool that we will be utilizing in which we learn to experience the highest reality, the transcendence, which is relationship with Hashem. So your interactions, what do you get? The first one, the first one's your combo. Ready? Chesed, Sheva Chesed. Okay? The loving kindness is one way to phrase it. And then you go into the Gevura of Chesed, the Tiferes of Chesed, and so on. But Chesed is a loving kindness. We try to think of Chesed as just kindness, but really it's a loving kindness. And that's one thing we need to consider and realize, is that Chesed, one of the spiritual attributes that we associate with our relationship with Hashem, we need to take this and recognize this up front from Sefer HaTanya. The Sefiros are not Hashem. Hashem is not modality. Hashem is Be'etzem Echad, just one. There's no way around it. There's no different little components that our modes that Hashem expresses himself. Hashem is solely one, nothing more. Just one. Unity. That's how it is. So what are the Sefiros? The Sefiros are not modes that Hashem expresses himself in. This is an often misconfused thing. This is something I'd been confused about in the past, but it is not reality. What is reality is that the sephiras are ways in which our feeble minds, our humanity, can understand part of Hashem. It's not Hashem choosing to express in that mode. It's one of the ways in which we can connect to Hashem. The sephiros exist for the benefit of us to better understand the creator of the world. Because God is so infinitely complex that we can't even begin to fathom where to begin. So, when we dive into these sephiros, we have 10 sephiros in which we say are the 10 major ways that we can try to begin to understand Hashem. 7 of them that we cover during Sephiros HaOmer. These 7 are on the physical end. And that's the ones that we can actually grasp in a physical way, okay? The first one being loving kindness. And so loving kindness integrates with these seven, right? Loving kindness being one of the 7 integrates with itself too. So you have 7 days of this first week. Loving kindness integrates in each of the 7. So chesed integrates with chesed and the others in specific ways. So when you have chesed of chesed, right? What is love? Examine the love aspect of love, okay? There are questions you can do to help yourself, and there are books you can read to guide yourself with this process of counting the Omer. Again, this guide I'm using is very simplistic, and it's I'm not bringing you any chodeshim. What I'm bringing you is just some questions, some promptings, and some conversation piece to try to invigorate your day, invigorate your week, and help you work through it a bit. Not just I did the requirement accounting, now I'm done. And this is not a complicated sefer. And it's not something that you can really dive in and get to the soul of something. We're going to be lucky if we can even scratch pshat here. Okay? But these questions should assist you with this process. So when looking at the loving kindness, start asking yourself where you are in your relationship with love. Do you have issues with giving? Are you stingy or selfish? Or do you allow people into your life? Are you afraid of being vulnerable? Are you afraid of getting hurt? Who is it that you love and why? Who is it that you don't love and why? And do you have problems with love? And so an exercise with the chesed of chesed is to find new way to express your love to a dear one, right? And then you have gevurah of chesed, the discipline of loving kindness. And the concept is that healthy love isn't just through flowers and roses all the time. It's actually involves and necessitates an element of discipline and discernment. There needs to be boundaries in relationships, and there needs to be a way that you do everything in a healthy manner. You need to follow halacha. You need to follow the rules of nida. You need to make sure you're not yichid in yichud situation, or that you have a rios, or any of these issues that are found in Torah. There has to be boundaries. Even within acceptable relationships, there has to be boundaries. And even within those boundaries, there has to be healthy ways of expressing oneself. So, ways you can address this is, do others take advantage of your nature? Are you hurt by others? Do you hurt others? Right? One of the phrases we get is, rain is a blessing because it falls and drops. It's only a blessing because it falls and drops that don't flood the fields, and that if it floods the fields, it becomes a problem, right? Even too much love is an issue. Everything has balance. And then Tiferes of Chesed. What is Tiferes of Chesed? This is a beautiful thing. When you take the splendor, when you add it to loving kindness, you get compassion and harmony. Okay? Harmony and love, it takes the Chesed and Gevurah. Harmonized love includes empathy and compassion. So we had the concept of Gevurah and Chesed. When you put them together, you're going to get that compassion. And then it's Tiferes of Chesed. The beauty, what is the beauty of Chesed? It's really this compassion right here. Okay? It's where you have love within the appropriate balance. And so one way you can express this, for example, is helping a stranger, right? Compassionate love is given freely. It doesn't expect anything in return. It also has boundaries. It does not allow others to hurt you, but it does allow you to still give to those who have hurt you in the past. But regardless of what boundaries you may have, the Tiferes component says you can't stop loving somebody because they love less than you, or not at all. But you still have to do your end of it. Netzach of Chesed. Does your love endure? Does it withstand challenges and setbacks? Are you willing to work on your relationships and fight for the love you have? Does your love have valor? Is it constant? The endurance. That's what the Netzach is the endurance. It, does your love endure? The Hod of Chesed, the humility of it. Can you swallow your pride because of your love for another? And can you swallow your pride to better love another? Does your love humble you? Or does your arrogance get in the way of loving? Can you forgive? Can you bend? Can you compromise? And then the Yesod of Chesed, the bonding of loving kindness. Can you build something constructive with a loved one? Do you have a togetherness that actualizes love in a joint effort? Sometimes it's intimate connection, sometimes it's puzzles, sometimes it's just talking and engaging. And then the Malchus of Chesed. This is the nobility and loving kindness. And this is where you bring maturity to the love. Personal dignity, intimate feeling of nobility and regalness. It allows you to know your special place and contribution in the world. Any love that's demoralizing or breaks a human spirit, it's not love. And for love to be complete, it needs to have a dimension of personal sovereignty, sense of freedom. And so, finishing this week, as you go through this week, consider these different elements of loving kindness in your life. And highlight an aspect of your love that has enriched your life. Thank you for listening to Shahr HaPardes on Anchor by Spotify. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate us on iTunes or Spotify and share with your friends. Have a question or topic idea? I'd love to hear from you. Please message Yidbrook on Facebook or leave me a voicemail in the Anchor app. If you're not on social media, it's okay. Just send me your ideas at yidbrook.com/Kabbalah. Become a monthly supporter on Anchor by Spotify or by visiting yidbrook.com/donate. You can also show your support by sharing my podcast with others and also by purchasing my custom-made Judaica jewelry or artisan beard balm on Etsy or at yidbrook.com/store. This podcast is a project of Yidbrook Building Jewish Bridges. Learn more at yidbrook.com/Kabbalah. Thank you.